Hello, hello. I hope everybody is doing well. If you're here, let us know. I hope everybody is doing good. My name is Michelle Henderson, and I am one of the hosts of Metaphysical Hour, and I'm going to bring in the other host as well. Hello, she's here.
No.
Hello, Cassie Clayton. Woo! Wait, what we need to do is we need a sound effect board that goes, yay, Cassie.
Yay.
Well, I am really excited for the show tonight because this is one of Cassie's strengths, okay? We're going to be talking scientific. I know. Did you like science when you were in school?
We're talking science.
Right.
But, like, we're talking about storms.
Right.
And,
right.
Like, I am one of those people that I absolutely love the storm. Like, I love stormy weather. I'm fascinated by them. I like it when you get the rain and the lightning. And, like, to me, that's a very relaxing thing.
Yes.
It is. Like, yeah. I mean, sometimes it can get a little bit like, ooh, you know, like seen in Dallas recently. But, you know, even with that, it's like I've always found them very fascinating. And so this is a topic that I have been wanting to actually speak on for like a couple of years now. So I'm really excited.
Time has come. And if everybody doesn't know, she's going to be talking about storms and storm energy. What makes them unique? And I mean, I've done some beautiful pictures, and I know what you mean. It does. It's something very, very relaxing. Should we do our drawing first and then go into it?
Absolutely. Let's do the drawing.
All right. So what we do each week, if you comment, if you say hello that you're here,
if you are here, let us know by saying hey. Let us know where you're from, where you're watching us from. So.
Absolutely. And when you do that too, you get into a drawing for a psychic or medium reading, whatever you want, with either myself or Cassie. Okay. And we'll let you know if the winner is not here tonight, we will still contact them. You don't have to be present to win. So what I'm going to do so that everybody can see the wheel is I'm going to hide Cassie. And then bring out the wheel. It almost looks like, you know, a Wheel of Fortune is what it reminds me of. So I'm going to go ahead and make myself little as well. And I'm going to get it bigger. And then I will make it spin and see who our winner is tonight. Okay, hold on. Full. Okay. And here we go with the tap. Let's see who wins. Oh my gosh, I thought it was going to stop. Okay, so Leslie, oh my gosh, Leslie Fewis won. Wow, I love all that. Woo! What I need to do is get streamers and go, yay! Woo! Oh, Cassie's gone, yoo-hoo, in the end. So let me get her back. Let me hide the wheel and put her back in here as the countdown is. Hey, Britt, how are you doing? Britt is among us. Hello, hello. I see your smile there.
So, Britt is actually a sorority sister of mine. She and I met actually probably a couple months ago or so. And we just met. Like, we were on a call and it was one of those Zoom links that they sent us, and they were like, hey, come on. And both of us were sitting there going, you know, we don't always get on these calls, and we both got on that night, and then we just kind of hit it off, and it's just been kind of been a blast, yeah.
See, just like what we talked about before, it was meant for y'all to meet, right? Absolutely. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about what we're drinking, and then we'll say, you know, congratulations to the winner. So you want to go ahead and tell them what you're drinking first?
So,
yes, exactly. Okay.
So we had this idea that we were both going to do cold drinks tonight, and neither one of us could actually find the ingredients
right
for either one. So we were kind of like, you know, hey, that's all right. So yeah. I kind of my own concoction of what I could find, and it's delicious, by the way. So.
So you might have known it if you use the ingredients that you have and maybe get some of this, or you never know. You know, you might have really liked it first, right? So, absolutely. So yeah, so I was the same. I did not have time to go to the store, so I had to get in my cabinet. So I'm drinking green tea, and with, we won't talk about the adult beverage in it, but a little bit. And then look right at my glass, because we're talking about space. Yes, the child from The Mandalorian. Oh, my goodness. I definitely, much kudos to you. So, congratulations for the winner.
Yes.
Okay. So, hey, girl, are you ready to talk about your topic that you've been wanting to talk about for years? This
Thank
is
you.
A dream come true. Okay. So I'm going to hide myself so that you can see, put the picture of what you're talking about. If the sound goes out, I might have to pop back in. I think it will be okay, but I'm not for sure. So we'll see how it works. All right. Oh, look, Tricia, real quick. She said French white wine.
French white wine.
And Rusty is saying hello. I can't
Hi.
The audience. Oh, I love his hat there. Okay, so I'm going to hide.
Wrong graphic. But that's actually something that we'll be talking about later today. So that's kind of cool. One of the things that I wanted to talk about the storms is, a lot of the times when we do see the storms rolling in, or we hear them on the news, or we hear about the hailstorms or the snowstorms, or, we always get the version of the storm that we see from below. We get the lightning, we get the thunder, we get the, rain, we get, and all of those are really great. And in fact, one of my favorite things to do is just go out and just run and dance in the rain. And it's really awesome for both for you. And also it's something that's very cleansing. I think it's very good for your aura. It's very good just to kind of relax. But one of the things, but what I really wanted to talk about was the phenomenons that happen above the storm. The things we don't get to see down here a lot of the time. So there are these phenomenons called blue jets, sprites, and elves that happen in the skies above. So what sprites are is they are these large, you can see them right there in the middle of the graphic. They're these large-scaled electrical discharges that occur high above the thunderstorm. So when we see the thunderstorms coming in and we get all the lightning out down below, this is what's this is one of those things that can be happening above. And so it is just one of those things. It's just a fraction of a second, but it is this just bright burst of red that happens in the sky above. We also get blue jets. Now, blue jets are interesting because they're particular specifically to hailstorms. They're just these dim blue jets of light that can come usually when the lightning is striking one direction, it's coming up off the top of the storm in the opposite direction. And so, And they're actually pretty rare. It's something that really is, it's not the most common occurrence that people see. You're probably going to see, if you're flying in an aircraft, you're probably over a storm, you're probably going to be more likely to see a sprite, just because it's in that same field. And then also this other thing that happens, this other phenomenon that happens, is they're called elves. Elves are these brief disks of dim light that appear around about 60 miles high up in the atmosphere. All these all of these phenomenons, they only happen fraction of a second. It's just one of those things where it's just like, it's just that, you know, you kind of catch it out of the corner of your eye. Or Michelle and I were talking even before the show. She was watching a video, and it's like the astronauts can see them when they're up in space and stuff like that. But for a very long time, these phenomenons weren't proven by science for a very long time. And so when pilots that were flying would come in and they would report seeing these flashes of light, things like that, they would, their superiors would be like, all right, that's great. You need sleep. Like, because they literally thought that they were more like hallucinating from this, from seeing these bright things in the sky. Now, eventually this was proven by science. And so, but one of the things that I think is actually so cool is that, you know, it's kind of one of those magical things that happens in storms that we don't always get to see, we don't always experience, but it is a really cool thing that happens. And so I look at that and I kind of see, you know, the way I kind of relate that and bring that into more of the metaphysical space is, you know, a lot of the times, how do we see that with people? You know, a lot of the times when we meet people, we get to see, you know, we might see a fraction of what's going on with them, or we might catch them in a bad time, or we may get kind of like them in that stormy moment. But, you know, if that's the only part that we look at and the only part that we focus on, then it can be that we miss out on something really, really, really cool with that person. And so, and just like with storms, it's like, yeah, we've got all these cool things that happen below, but we still miss some of the more magical pieces that are less, that don't happen as often. And so that's just kind of one of those things where it's one of the things that fascinates me about storms, or about storms. Another thing about storms is that, you know, it's like, you know, they do say, you know, you get a lot of those negative ions, and being able to like, you get the negative ions, and those are the things that are really good for your body. So, anyway, that's kind of just the most of the cap of kind of the things that I wanted to, chat about and just kind of touch on, just because, again, I find that, you know, again, this is not an area that's most talked about, but it is pretty, I think it's fascinating. I hope you all do too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I love how you also brought it to life about when you meet somebody, you don't know what's underneath, you know, the storm, because their spirit may be up above. It also was thinking, you know, it's kind of like that in life. When we go through storms, you know, all you see sometimes are the really bad storms, but you don't know what's above it. You don't see it. And like you said, that magical moment, because storms can be absolutely beautiful, but they can also be terrifying. and it brings people together.
Yeah. Well, and also it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you think about the pilots and you think about the astronauts, those people who get that higher perspective.
Oh, right.
Because they're looking down and they get that chance to kind of see, you know, they get to see that different perspective, which.
Well, you know, and I have heard that a lot of astronauts become very spiritual afterwards, you know, from being in. Yes. So it just kind of like, because the beauty of Earth and just being in outer space is just so totally awesome and magical that they, I don't know, it touches something in them and they become more spiritual. So, which is really, you know, fascinating. All right. So do you want to go ahead and start our readings? Or you want to see if there's any questions first, or how did you?
Sure, let's do questions. Let's see if we've got some questions out there.
Yeah, and we'll give it a few minutes, and if there's not any questions, then we'll do the readings. Yeah, so hurry up with the questions.
As we're waiting for questions to roll in, and as we've been talking about storms and things, it's interesting that, you know, especially here in Dallas, it's like we can go from like snow to sun.
I know, in a heartbeat, absolutely.
In a heartbeat. And I actually saw there was this post that somebody posted, and I wish I grabbed it, but it was like a photo of Dallas. Half the photo was Dallas in the snow, and the other half was like 3 days later.
Oh, yeah. And people were in their shorts.
It's just like snow green.
Yes. And we wonder if we get sick all the time. You know, with the weather starting at 30 degrees or 20 degrees, and then all of a sudden it's 80 degrees. You know, we really don't have seasons like other places do. So
this is true.
I talk to people up in New York, I'm going, you actually have seasons and you get to see the leaves change colors. We don't, they die. Anyway, I'm being silly. Okay, so let's go ahead and start readings. And I know that, you know what, too? There are a lot of people that are on spring break this week, too, for the schools. Rusty is saying, not a question, but I love storms and have the privilege of walking in the eye of a cat for a hurricane when I was a kid. And he's saying that it was extremely fun. And I think that's a great perspective to look at.
That is a great perspective. I've always been, so like, you see the videos of like storm, the storm chasers, right, and things like that. And I'm like, I want to see a tornado, or I want to be that close.
I see. So you kind of, yeah. So are you one that too will get, you know, push things too far, like do scary things, and you get that adrenaline? No. Okay, no, just storms.
No.
Okay. Okay.
It's actually kind of funny because a couple of years ago, or a year, I guess, I'm not entirely sure when it was. I guess it was like a year or so ago when we had tornadoes blow through Dallas.
Oh, right.
It was kind of one of those things where I was sitting in my room and I was like watching the, and I'm like, okay, it's a bad storm. I get it.
Right.
And I just kind of like turned everything off anyway. And I just was sitting there and I was like, okay. And I looked down at my phone, and when I looked back up, the power is gone.
Oh, no.
And I looked over at my cats, because animals, oh, my God.
Yes.
They are so sensitive when it comes to it.
They can
know when something's coming.
Right.
And my dog, Coda, who usually never gets too concerned about storms, storms can go by, and he usually doesn't get freaked out. He was, like, in my lap, like, closer enough to me, and then I looked at my two cats, and both of them, I'm like, talk about eerie, but both of them were sitting on like separate tables in the exact same position, just
and that's when they were in trouble. Yes.
And I was like, all right, everyone's gonna go into the bathroom. I'm not gonna chase my pets around, but I was like, I will put them in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just in case I have to go there. But yeah. I just sat on my couch and I was like, it was one of those where I was like, okay. I really was just asked, like, just going straight. I just kept asking, do I need to move? Do I really, like, are we that close to it that I gotta move? Yeah. And I kind of kept getting the feeling of like, no, I'm fine where I am.
Right.
And our condo was not touched by the storm.
Good.
So it came close. Right. I mean, like you could hear the winds, and you could hear all the sirens and things like that. And I mean, it hit like a couple blocks up from me, but it never hit our condo.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was kind of interesting, because I'm like, when I walked outside after the storms passed, most of my neighbors were like, oh, yeah, we were hiding in the bathroom. Oh, yeah, we were like,
oh, right.
And they're like, oh,
Maybe I should have. Right.
Oops. Finding the smart plan, right?
I think you survived. I think it's good. So Rusty said it was quiet and still with birds from all over the really Caribbean landing in the trees of our farm. That's interesting. As we're talking about animals, you know? Yeah, but it's very quiet though. Sometimes that's when the storm hits even worse. But I know the hurricanes are totally different. Okay, so let's go ahead and do readings. So all right. If you're out there, let us know if you want some guidance tonight. You know, I think everybody always needs guidance, right? Or some, you know, some positive things in their life. If there's a storm going on, so I have to add that in there.
Right. All right. So who is with us and would love a reading? Or is open to one?
Oh, right. And like I said, I think a lot of people, oh, okay. So Trisha is saying, sure. Yeah. So let's do Trisha first.
Let's do it.
Right. Why don't you go first?
Can we go first?
Oh, no, you go first. Okay. Me. Yeah, you gotta go first, and then I'll go first the next time.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, I'm actually using a set of cards tonight. It's a different deck than what I've used before. It's the Sacred Geometry Activations Oracle deck.
Oh, cool.
Which, yeah, I was like, I thought I'd give it a go for this evening. So, Trisha. I'm giggling only because I know. Rusty and Trisha personally. And the card that I pulled is Tranic Journey. I'm sorry. Tantric Journey. I mispronounced that. So the frequency of Tantric Journey helps us to unlock the hidden knowledge and wisdom that we intrinsically hold about how to reach a state of wholeness and completion through our central experiences with ourselves and with another. And when I look at the image of this card, I do really love this deck because it does lend itself to there's a lot of colors and a lot of, and so a lot of what I'm getting in this card is, and what I'm being drawn to is, there's a lot of orange, and so for me that's kind of like creativity. I feel like there's a lot of like projects that you're getting to explore right now and be able to go deeper in them, but there's also a lot of blue and purple in this card, so it's to me that saying like you're using a lot of your spiritual gifts in that process, it's very, I almost feel like there's like three, there's also like three points of light that are being shown, there's three rural areas that you're focused on right now. And I just, overall, I just get that they're combining to make this like really just, there's an awesome flow with it. And I really like, I also feel like there's just a lot of ease around the card as well.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, and while you were, oh my gosh, let me see. Okay. Not doing too good with the mouse tonight. Okay, while she was reading, as I tend to open up more, you know, with your energy whenever I'm doodling over here. And what I was really drawing was a circle over and over again. And then the arrow was going inside the circle. And at first I was thinking that has something to do with that people are surrounding her. but that changed. Okay. So really what I'm getting is there is a lot of high frequency around you. So I don't know if you've been working with your energy, but it just seems like, you know, you're beginning to not only feel it, but you're beginning to hear the higher frequency. And that just means, girl, that your energy is just constantly, you know, so even since it is getting up very, very high, make sure that you take care of yourself. Because being that higher frequency all the time will wear you down a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and pull a card from the Cosmic Dancer because we are talking cosmic. And it's kind of like movement. So, and I'm thinking, let's do it. Woo-hoo. All right. So I love this for you. So I think what you're doing, what you need to do, because I think sometimes you get distracted a little bit, you know, with everyday life, right? But it's almost like, it's kind of, I'm feeling meditating, okay? So make sure that you practice daily so that you can control this energy that is around you constantly, okay? And so once you can do that and bring center your mind, then you'll bring down the energy just a little bit. But that's great that you've been working on it and you've got some fantastic frequency again. All right. Let me find my glass. So I hope this resonates with you and I hope it motivates you and have a wonderful week with that. All right. So what we're going to do is I wrote down a list and we're just going to go down. Okay. So Britt, let's go ahead and get you for next. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's do Britt. Okay, let me. Britt, I'm feeling this excitement with you. I think that's totally awesome. It's like, yay, I'm next. I'm feeling all this excitement. And I think you're in a good place right now. So let's see what your Cosmic Dancer is saying. Okay, so what I'm also visualizing and with you is birds. I think that birds really uplift you. So I think that's something also that you need to be around is nature and listening to the birds. I love this. Flow with divine timing. Okay. And right now I feel like you are just, I love how this card kind of goes upside down. You know, so flow with divine timing. Things always, I think you've got to surrender into the process. And once you do, you're going to have the divine timing. You're going to manifest things to you because sometimes we kind of get impatient, right? So make sure that whatever you're doing, just flow in surrender and let the divine timing take place. All right. Are you ready, Cassie?
I am.
Switch us.
So what I actually got for her is divine feminine.
Ooh.
It's a beautiful card.
It is. I like it.
So the frequency of divine feminine supports our receptive, nurturing, and soft side, allowing it to express itself openly and helping us connect to our intrinsic understanding of our connection to all of creation. And so right away, what I got from, or what I noticed about this card is it's all the pink in it. And pink is typically like heart chakra, but it's like this bright, energetic, happy, and it is mixed in there with a bit of orange. So it's kind of like you're really, I feel like you're using your gifts right now to be able to like just tap into like, I do feel it's all about like your heart chakra, like, Pink to me always associates over to your heart chakra. So I feel like you do have a very understanding connection to people, and you're very open with people, and you have a lot of like patience and calmness around dealing with others. Also what I'm getting is just like, I kind of got the image of just like being outside, like right now with the weather, the way that it is, just taking in that minute to, you know, make sure you get out, get some sunshine. Hasn't necessarily been sunshiny lately, but the weather has been rather pleasant. So just kind of taking that time. And also it feels like there is quite a bit of, you are really tapping into what you're like, I want to say like divine role, like you're on the path you should be on. I do get a sense of like, there's a lot of healing with this card. And I feel like that's more on like an emotional level. Like you've had some other things kind of come up or happen, but you're really kind of taking that in stride, and you're not letting it, like, you're still finding the joy. So, you know, some of us will get hit with that negative, and then that's all we can focus on. But I feel like it's, even though there are those things that are coming up for you, you're still finding that just easy stride with it. It's like, okay, all right. And just kind of letting it roll with it. So, yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely beautiful. All right. So let's go ahead and hopefully this resonated with you, Brad. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Cheers up.
Cheers. Nope.
Okay. Let's go ahead. And Rusty, we're going to go ahead and do you next.
Yes.
So, since you're still on the big screen, why don't you go first? And then I'll go second.
Whoa. So, the card that immediately comes up is prosperity. And this card just has a whole lot going on with it. Has so much going on with it. The frequency of prosperity supports our feeling of well-being and allowing the inclusion of everything that makes our body, mind, heart, soul, and spirit sing. It invites us to express ourselves in joy and celebration of the abundance and riches that the universe provides. And so when I'm actually looking at this image, like what I see, it's like, there. To me, when I look at it, it's like there's this huge bright light that's behind everything and just beaming through every single thing that you do. And it's got a, like I said, like there's so many things that are intertwined, so many things that are going on. And it's, I have the privilege of knowing Rusty and Trisha in person, but like for this one, it's like, so I know a little bit about them personally, but it's just like, you do have so many things that are whether it's a project, whether it's a business, whether it's this, whether it's that, it's kind of like, you're always going for like that next, what can I learn next? What can I do next? What can I this, where can I that? And it's just, it has a nice synergy and a nice flow to it. So it's not like, it doesn't have this, you know, sometimes you get that energy of like, oh my gosh, I've got to go to like, the people kind of get into that go, 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 go mode, where I feel like all of your things just interweave so nicely and so pretty. Like it's just in perfect harmony.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So, I love it when it goes together, what we're getting, because I don't know if you can see this, and, you know, I'm not going to show my artistic ability, but Rusty, I mean, you have some awesome energy. I mean, it's just awesome. But look what I drew right here It's a roller coaster. Okay. You see the big, the hills and everything. So it's like I was seeing a roller coaster that you're going through life and you've had a lot of ups and downs, and, you know, and when you're down on the bottom, it's like you keep your head up and you just say, I'm going to get through this thing. And you keep your head up and you wait till it's over and then you celebrate and you go, okay, I'm ready for the next one. So I think you approach things in life through learning. I mean, that's, you know, totally awesome. Just like what she was saying, prosperity. I mean, you keep your head up and when things are tough, you know, that little hat of yours, you tighten it and you go, I'm going to get through it. So let me go ahead and pull a card for you. Okay. Oh my gosh. Isn't this interesting? And I shuffled them and everything. Divine timing, flow with divine timing. Okay. So just like what the roller coaster is, sometimes you're going to have up and downs, and just surrender and know that when things happen, the bottom of the roller coaster, then you know things are going to go back up, right? So all in divine timing. And it seems like through your whole entire life that you've actually had been good with divine timing. You let it happen. And that is so important. So, oh my goodness, that's just wonderful. That's interesting. I drew the same card. And I shuffled them too. I mean, you know, that card was meant for him as well. Interesting. Okay, so hope that resonated with you. Have a wonderful week and keep that roller coaster going. You know, we were talking about the bottom. To me, when you're going up on the very first hill, that's where I'm scared to death, because you're going up and you know that you're about to go down. So, you know, it depends on if you like roller coasters or not. So, all right. Well, thank you, Rusty. Thank you. And thank you for making it so easy. Okay, so if there's anybody out there that wants another reading, if not, we can go ahead and do our universal reading. And that would just mean that whoever has been here will just draw one card each as a group. Because I know that people come for the spiritual reasons. You know, you're here for a reason, that kind of thing. All right, do you want me to draw the card first, I guess, for universal?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to kind of change things. I'm going to go to my more spiritual cards. I don't know. Nope. I'm kind of being pulled to it. So, you know, because I feel like our group is very spiritual. That is here. Okay. No? Okay. I'm hearing top. So I'm going to go to the top. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm glad I followed the intuition, what I was hearing. Enlightenment. Okay. Pursue your spiritual growth. There you go, guys. Okay. So all the spiritual people that are here, which is probably everybody, all right, follow your spiritual pathway. All right, I will switch to, so that you're big. Hold on. Okay.
So the card that I drew is coherence, and I just think it's beautiful. Because it is a very symmetric, very unified look that this card gives. Yeah. And the frequency of coherence supports our ability to harmonize the frequency of the heart with the frequency of the mind for optimal ability to create the reality that we desire. So
I love it. I love it. I love it. Sorry, I went away.
I was like, oh no.
I'm not good with buttons tonight. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just one of those
The cards are really pretty with the different colors, and it does go with the topic.
Yeah.
What we're talking about. All right. So, let's go ahead and talk about, I know things are changing. Talking about spiritual growth here, and I think everybody will understand this. You know, I am taking a course through Lisa Williams, and I love it, but it takes a lot of hours. But anyway, it's a certified spiritual advisor certificate, and it's like 9 months, and I absolutely love it. but it wipes my energy. You know, when you're doing spiritual things, it does take a lot of energy and effort. So right now I told Cassie, I said, I know that, you know, this is her show. She created it, and hopefully I was able to help her. So I'm having to back off all my social media, and which is really hard for me. I know COVID, you know, I thought, what can I do during COVID? Well, social media. And so now I've kind of stepped into something else, opened the door, and it's just, oh my gosh. So I know I need to do this, but I have to let go of some things. I have to balance my life and do the self-care. And I know Cassie is going to continue to do great. So tell them who's going to come in.
Yes.
So she's got a magnet too.
So first off, before we do that, I just want to say, like, I called Michelle one day and said, I had this thought, I had this idea. You want to jump on this journey with me? And she did.
Of course.
And so for me, it's been such a blessing to have you on the show with me and to kind of be in this together and having a partner in crime.
And it's been fun. It really has. Yeah, partner in crime and spirituality.
Yeah. And so I am really, really thrilled that you are going to be able to go and do that class with Lisa Williams. I know it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome experience. So with that being said, we do have another person that will be stepping in being my right hand person. We are going to start having Tracy Escobar.
Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome because, you know, Tracy, and I know we've talked about this before, is both of our, you know, person that got us into this. Exactly. I mean, she has been really awesome. Yeah, I took her classes first, and mm-hmm. she's so nurturing, and I knew I needed to do this after her. And so, you know, we both experienced her classes. Yeah. And so I think it's awesome that she's coming in. So, yeah. She, you know, if anybody's going to, you know, be awesome with you, it's going to be Tracy.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. And I will definitely, as we leave, I know it's real little right now and you can't really see it, but this is the information about next week's show. Did you want to, or I guess it's in a couple weeks, isn't it? Not next week.
It's going to be in March 24th.
Okay, March 24th. And can you tell us a little bit about it?
So we have, it is going to be with me and Tracy. And then we are having a woman come on board and or come as our guest. And mm-hmm. she is a feng shui like specialist. I had the privilege of going to one of my friends. It was a Galentine's event. And it was one of those, like, I saw it go by and went, huh, okay.
Yeah. Right. But,
sure, why not? I'll hop on. And oh my God, when I tell you that this girl knows her stuff, like, I was absolutely blown away.
And that's a fascinating topic too. So that would be awesome.
So yes, I'm very, very, very excited about what's coming up next week. And her name is Jillian, and yeah.
Okay. Well, let's raise our glass and just say, you know, I wish you much luck in your, you know, oh my gosh, creativity, because of the show is so creative and everything, and all the guests that you're bringing on. I really say, and talk about prosperity. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take off. So let's raise to that and say cheers.
Cheers.
All right. And so we're going to leave you. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And I'll touch and I will be watching on the other side, even if I'm not participating. So maybe you can read for me.
Absolutely.
All right. I'd love it. I'd love it. All right. So, guys, I'm going to put the information about the show that will be coming up next. OK. Oh, thank you so much, Britt. Thank you. Thank you. All right. God bless.